All right, here at Ag Night, in conjunction with the Republican National Convention in the Twin Cities of Minnesota, I have with me former Secretary of Agriculture John Block. And Jack, I understand that you're here and you're also involved in the McCain campaign. What are you doing with them?
Well, I am a national co-chair for Farm and Ranch in Rural America.
Well, now, what do you think about this event? This is a huge event that is being totally sponsored by agriculture and agribusiness. What do you think about it?
I'm very proud of it. I just look at all these people. What are we going to 5,000 or whatever? I don't know how many we're going to have here. It's huge. And I was just commenting to you, when I think about events here at this convention, this is the biggest gathering of people. To me, that suggests that agriculture really is important, even though I think some people take us for granted.
Well, that does seem to be the case sometimes. Now, this is supposed to be an educational event, not just a party. Do you think that there will be people who are going to, policymakers, delegates, who are going to take home a message here about the health of American agriculture?
Well, I think so. In some ways, it's exciting to see agriculture in the spotlight today. Not just here at the convention, although it is in the spotlight here in a big way, but it's also in the spotlight because everybody's concerned about enough food for the world and can farmers produce enough. And the fact is we've exported a record amount of food to other countries all around the world this year, and the farmers are responding, and I say farmers, but also all the agri-industry collectively with all the new technology. I mean, we're just, we're doing a terrific job in agriculture, and I think maybe we're starting to be recognized at least a little bit for the wonderful job that agriculture does.
Compare right now the way, I mean, we've got corn yields over 150 bushel average. What was it like when you were Secretary of Agriculture? How is productivity compared to when you were Secretary of Agriculture?
Well, it wasn't as good then, although it wasn't. I look back when I was a kid.
Well, that's true. You're a farmer.
Well, so, 60 or 70 bushel of corn.
Yeah.
And then later on, if we get 100 bushel, it was amazing. So over the years, the reality is we continue to increase our productivity. I mean, every year or two, there's something new. And today, we've got some wonderful technology. Genetic engineering has helped us immensely. And we control the weeds. I used to look out in the soybean field and the weeds were everywhere. Then my dad would get a bunch of kids and we'd have to go out and cut the weeds out. These soybean fields are so clean. I mean, and nobody's doing any work to kill the weeds while they spray them, you know. But it is a wonderful thing today because we raise a good, clean crop and we do it so efficiently. I mean, everything has changed.
Well, now we're also standing here in the ethanol booth here. Now, what do you think about America being able to provide fuel from our farmers?
I think that the American farmer is going to do a very good job of providing food, feed, and fuel. Now, I'm not saying that we're going to provide all the fuel, but we're going to continue to provide more as we already are, and the fuel we're providing now, although we've seen some criticism, I think it has helped keep our gasoline prices down. It has helped in that regard. And we're not really short of food. We know that. You know, it just strikes me that the complaints about food prices have gone up 5% in the United States. I know that's an increase, but we have had almost stable food prices for 30 years. Gone up maybe 2% a year or something. So they go up 5% one year. I don't think that's something you just pull your hair out about. I think we can manage that, and I think the farmers, with the new productivity we have and continued productivity, we can provide food and fuel. And then later on, we're going to go from the corn-based ethanol to a cellulosic-based ethanol, and we're moving right now to do it. And then we'll start using up a lot of products that they're not expensive. They're not worth a lot. You know, corn stover, slick grass, wheat straw, and stuff like that. And if you make it into fuel, hey, that's a good deal.
If there was one message that you would like to see, somebody who's from the city, who's at an event like this, somebody who's in the Beltway, What would be the one message that you would like to see them take away from this event?
Well, I don't want to talk that long, but the one thing I really think that people ought to acknowledge in the United States, and they don't think about it, all over the world, people are paying 20, 30, 40% of their income, of their family income, just to feed the family. In the United States, it's less than 10% of income to feed the family. Now, that is terrific. And, you know, that shows the American farm is doing the job for all of the consumers.
Thank you very much. The Honorable John Block, former Secretary of Agriculture. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.